Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another odd and actually atrocious complaint and argument from Rebecca Clayfish, who right now is deemed the Republican front runner for the nomination because more conventional, more high-power Republicans are afraid to run for governor, even though they claim there's a red wave and all that baloney. None of them are anxious to do it. She's out of work. She's out there. She's taking a flyer on it. She's Kristi Noem 2.0. Nobody's going to elect Kristi Noem 2.0 to be governor of Wisconsin. Well, here's her new complaint. Here's a new complaint. Her friends in Madison have mandated that anybody who's going to be working at the polls has to be vaccinated. Has to be vaccinated. Poll worker vaccination requirements in Madison. It should be statewide, frankly. Milwaukee should do the same thing, and so should everybody else in the state. Madison set a good example, a very good example. Clayfish has objected, believe it or not, saying that it was a nefarious plot to keep Republicans from being poll workers. Now, you know, come on, give me a break. Are there no Republicans who are vaccinated? Well, not many, actually. Marquette poll came out, the last one. Guess what it showed? 87% of Democrats have been vaccinated, adult Democrats, 87%, 18 and over. Only 45% of Republicans, 18 and over, have been vaccinated. And in a lot of Republican areas, much lower than that. And that's why there's COVID spread in a lot of those counties. That's why I think in the Fox Valley, there aren't too many ICU beds left. So what? So we're supposed to feel sorry for people who aren't vaccinated. Look, word to the Republican Party, word to Clayfish. Clayfish is the one who said we should hire mercenaries. We should do ballot harvesting. This is she saying this. And then I am going to take a shower with a metal brush, which kind of gives me the willies. And then I will outlaw all that once I'm governor. That's what she said. Let's hire mercenaries, do ballot harvesting. Let's shower with a metal brush. Ooh, nasty. And then we're going to outlaw that when I'm governor. This is not a deep thinker. This is not somebody who's serious on issues. I do not know where this crazy thing came from now that she thinks that a poll worker vaccine mandate in Madison is complainable because unvaccinated Republicans would want to be poll workers. Here is a very, very sad fact. When there's an election, the election authorities are supposed to pick from lists of Republicans and Democrats that are proposed by the respective parties. And there are never enough, believe it or not. Republicans have gone around the state to Republican meetings saying, you know, sign up as a poll board. They don't sign up. And then the election authorities have to go out, try to sniff some out, wherever they are, sniff them out. The reason for the vaccine mandate and the reason why Clayfish is opposing it is in the last election, you'd have Republican, quote, poll watchers, end quote, standing a few feet away during the recount, sort of glaring at people doing it and trying to intimidate them. Well, we do not want Republican, quote, observers, mercenaries, ballot harvesters, there to intimidate people 2 feet away. In the old days, and where I vote here in Milwaukee, on a church on the east side, St. Mark's, which in Michigan now would be illegal because they want to ram it through that no churches, no nonprofits can have voting places, which will eliminate a lot of the voting places in Detroit. That's their reason for doing it. You know, there's some elderly people, very kindly, I've known them for 30 years, I vote. There are two poll observers, Democratic and Republican, very polite. They sit there. They don't try to intimidate. Well, I got news for Clayfish. I do not care if you shower with a metal brush. We do not want mercenaries. We don't want ballot harvesting as you describe it. As you describe it. What she's getting at is in Dane County, some election officials would go and accept people's ballots. This is all legitimate. That's not ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is what happened in North Carolina in the Republican Party where somebody was criminally convicted. We don't want that. And we don't want you doing that. Going to the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, let's start with you. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you something. I totally reject the wicked Duchess of Boxcorn. She's a crazy, insane clone of Scott Walker. And I've watched her for years, and she's a very scary, wicked Duchess of Foxconn. And I think that Foxconn Duchess is just a perfect name for this woman. She loves the limelight, but she don't love the people, in my personal biased opinion. And thank you so much for your show, Matt. Thank you for enlightening us again today. Have a good day, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, as always, Jean. And you're right. She is Foxconn. She and Scott Walker were the ones that pushed it through. Over $4 billion to a Chinese company that left us holding the bag and hasn't done anything. We put in $1 billion. I mean, we as Mount Pleasant and Racine, they're going to default. They have no money. And then we're going to have to bail them out. And yet Foxconn has a title to land that's incredibly valuable between Chicago and Milwaukee and two airports in Lake Michigan. And they're just sitting there like a spider. Walker Clayfish. We got to get rid of Clayfish. Going back to the lines, Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. And my hat's off to Jean. I'm going to team up with her and the Duchess of Foxconn. She owes us almost $1 billion in preparation work for Foxconn. So if she's going to run for governor, number one, how is she going to pay us back? That's number one. Here's number two. I started dealing with the Wolf people, and I want to deal with all Republicans the way I'm dealing with the Wolf people. I basically told them, either you sit down at the table or we'll shut you down. And when I told him how about this 10 to 1, I can get 10 people to buy Wolf permits, burn them, to every one Wolf permit you're going to use it, kill. I said, we'll partner with the Indians. You guys are through. You have two choices, sit down and talk or go home. Now, the third and final point, I think all Democrats in the country have to issue a declaration statement to the Republicans. Don't insult us with and call us lack of intelligence when you promote terrorism, vigilantism, gerrymandering. I could go on and on and on. They're insulting our intelligence. And then if they say, oh, no, that's not the case. Yes, it is the case. Newt Gingrich, many years ago, his manifesto, we're going to war with the Democrats. So we need to get in their face, play offense. We've always played defense. I'm sick and tired of that. It's offense. You're telling them this is the way it's going to be. Now, either you join us or you get on the side. 25% of all Republicans believe in Trump. The Republicans are starting to realize how toxic that thinking is. But we have to get in their face. They always like to play offense. Now, it's not, we're taking the ball now. You're going to have to face us off, and we're only going to give you a couple of choices. Thanks, and by the way, Matt, and all your listeners, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Great, happy Thanksgiving to you, absolutely. Great comments, and let me just hit both of them. One on Foxconn. Remember something, 2017, Scott Walker did not have the expertise or the training to negotiate a $4 billion contract with a Chinese company. They hoodwinked him. They took all his clothes, put him in a barrel to walk home, and they made him pay for the barrel. We got taken to the cleaners. They've been sitting on that property for 4 years, done nothing. Every once in a while, they say they're going to make coffee makers, electric cars, they were supposed to make large screens. They're not doing that. Small screens for phones. They haven't done that. Then there would be a consulting company. Then they talked to manufacturing companies in Milwaukee to say, we'd like to do your contract manufacturing. Why are we paying $4 billion to insulate losses for a private sector company doing other people's manufacturing? Why don't we give the money right to the manufacturer, which we don't do? But then what happened was they read the fine print in some of these some of the companies in Milwaukee, and it turned out that the Chinese company then would have the right to take their intellectual property and send it back to China. And when I say China, people go, oh, Taiwan. No, not Taiwan. The guy that Terry Gao ran for president of Taiwan on a mainland China ticket, eventually joining with mainland China, communist China, and his largest factory is in communist China. In communist China, you have no rights. It's a slave society. So they put workers in dormitories and they can't leave without permission of the boss. And they finally put in suicide nets because some, I'm not kidding about this, some workers jumped out the window and committed suicide. So what it is, put nets to catch them and then force them back in the building. This is a sick, sick situation. And this character, Christy Noem 2.0, this Rebecca Clayfish, the donors want her because she's a robot. She's compliant. She's compliant. She's desperately trying to appeal to a Trump crowd. The Trump crowd aren't stupid. She isn't Trump. She isn't Trump. And Trump isn't endorsing her. He endorsed Sean Duffy to run against her. He knows she's a fraud. He knows she's incompetent. And so what Bill and Gene said is absolutely right. The other thing, what Bill said about wolves, remember something. The reason we have this wolf thing is because of Fred Prent. 4-3, the Republicans run the DNR, even though they lost the election. And even though Governor Evers has appointed someone to replace the chairman Prent, Wolfman, the Wolfman, he's also the Forever Chemical Man, who meets with the Republican leadership and takes guidance from them. Supreme Court has got to say, you can't just ignore an election and a new appointment and have a guy stay in there with no appointment. That's not democracy. That is not democracy. And, you know, Bill of Oconomowoc is an experienced hunter, outfitter, because nobody knows the outdoors better than he does. And when he says, we're going to have a lot of people put in wolf permits and then burn them, because you only get a limited number of wolf permits, you had better come correct with some respect. He really means it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after this.